Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning, the 30th of March, 2021. You know, laughing, the word laughing is only mentioned one time in the Bible. The word weeping is mentioned 41 times. Why is that? Well, I believe the reason the word weeping is mentioned so much in the Bible is because we are living in a fallen world. We are living in a veil of tears. No, I don't believe we should go around moping all the time and downhearted, but the point is that we do experience many sorrowful things in our lives. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, but we find ourselves many times sorrowful in our spirits when we look around us and see the world that we're living in. I've gotten to the place where I don't even like to turn on the news because of what I might hear. Even though a lot of it's fake news, you can't even believe what you hear on the news anymore. That's why we proclaim the good news of the gospel. And Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. But the world is full of sorrow. We look at what happened in Nashville. 6 lives were snuffed out. And obviously it was time for them to die because God ordained this event happening. It's hard for us to wrap our arms around some of the catastrophic events that we have to see happening in our world. Jeremiah was called the lamenting prophet, and he wrote the book of Jeremiah and Lamentations, and his weeping was continual over the trespasses of Israel, was it not? It wasn't a fun thing for Jeremiah to have to pronounce judgment upon God's people. If we look through the book of Revelation, we'll find the same thing. God's judgment on the 7 churches. And I believe that God is showing his judgment on America right now. Because of their departure from him, people don't want to hear about the truth of God's word. They want to just laugh it off. They think everything's a big joke. It's not. Everything isn't a big joke. Weeping shall endure, and joy shall endure in the morning, right? Why I'm talking about this today, other than the fact that God's brought it to my mind. You know, Matthew 2:18, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they were not. When Jesus, John 11:33, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and he was troubled. Job 16:16, my face is foul with weeping, and my eyelids is the shadow of death. Psalm 102:9, I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Psalm 6:8, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. Isaiah 22:12, and in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. Revelation 18:15, the merchants of these things which were made by rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Philippians 3:18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Well, it doesn't all have to be weeping. In Psalm 35 we were told, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. One of these days we are no longer going to have the sorrows associated with this life. We're going to be in a better place. You know, one of these days our weeping is going to be turned unto joy, and we're going to be able to be happy and glad instead of sorrowful and sad. I'm looking for that day when there'll be no more crying, no more sorrow, no more weeping. For the former things are passed away. I'm looking for that new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, prepared for the bride. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope the good Lord is with you, and let us remember that we may weep all night, but joy will come in the morning when Christ reveals himself to his people, coming from the clouds of glory. God bless.